selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rain, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, blind, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgive. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social side, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rape, they burn, the kids, no more things, turn, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat, right here on UCY.TV, the best little network on the internet. I guess it's time to rock the boat. And, you know, maybe we're getting somewhere. It appears that Captain Trump is rocking the boat. Good for him. Trump is rocking the boat, and that's fantastic. Go get him. If I can find it again, where is that hiding on me here? Here we go. I gotta read this because I'm not sure what he did, but we're going to go find out. So this is from BBC News. Trump signs order undoing Obama climate change policies. First of all, they were never, ever Obama's climate change policies. Puppets don't make policies. Policy by puppets doesn't exist. These policies came from somewhere else, and it certainly wasn't from the mind of Obama. So, fake news. Trump signed order on doing Obama climate change policies. That's fake news right off the bat, because they weren't Obama's policies. Those policies came from the UN, globalist, corporate, satanic dogs from hell. That's where they came from. And it was George W.H. Bush who signed the United States, the corporation, onto UN Agenda 21, which has had a miserable impact upon the good people who call themselves Americans. You never hear anybody say, I'm a United Stateser. They're Americans. The United States ain't America. The United States is a damned-ass corporation. And as that corporation, and the CEO of that corporation at the time, Bush, who signed on to UN Agenda 21, because the United States, like every other damn nation, is a member state of the United Nations and does the bidding of the United Nations. And I keep asking why the United Nations headquarters is sitting on American soil. Like, pull them damn flags down off of them poles, unknot the knot that is in the barrel of the revolver that's sitting there, and let's get back to being men and women. Anyways, we'll read this a bit. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order rolling back Obama-era rules aimed at curbing climate change. Well, there's some more fake news from the BBC, because climate change, other than it happens every instant of every day, of every moment, the climate change they're talking about is the human-induced climate change. And that is the climate change created by the humans, which, by definition, evolved from great apes. So this story is really messed up, and I'm only into the first, second sentence here, the headline and the sentence. The president said this would be put to an end, to the war on coal and job-killing regulations. Now, I guess the coal is on the right, Trump's on the right, so he's appeasing to the right, but the right and the left are attached to the same damn body, the boots, the right, left, boot, right, left, right, left, right, left, hoop, right, left, are attached to the same body. It's a corporate body, and neither the right nor the left is taking us anywhere that we want to go, because it's all corporate. Anyways, I don't have a problem with coal. We have the capacity to put the stacks, or not the stacks, but the scrubbers. And I went through this thing with senior policy advisor here for Ontario Hydro. And we went through all of this stuff. And the conclusion was that this, all this renewable energy shit is nothing more than a political game to enrich certain pockets. And that it will never replace coal. It doesn't have the capacity to replace coal. You see, coal, you can make steel with. The steel that makes the windmill. But the windmill can never produce the power required to make the steel. And it only happens once in a while anyways when the wind's blowing. But, I'm not big on pollution. But I'm, the technology is there. And as I was talking to the senior policy advisor, that putting the scrubbers on the coal plant was the smart engineering method. But the reason they didn't put the, this was the reason was told me by the policy, senior policy advisor for Ontario Hydro, the reason that the scrubbers were not put on the coal plants was because while it stops all the irritable pollutants in that, it doesn't stop CO2. And CO2 was the gas that was made the enemy of the world, even though it's a life gas, but then these satanic dogs are part of a death cult. So they want to reduce the CO2 emissions, which as I'm speaking, I'm exhaling CO2, but over in front of me, there's a tree that is inhaling the CO2 and processing that back into oxygen, of which I breathe. See, it's all cyclical. We work together, but not for these satanic black dogs, this death cult, which seem to all hang out at the United Nations or work for the United Nations or do policies for the United Nations and so on and so forth. So, what America ought to do is just walk up to the United Nations. Instead of a million bike thing over to Pennsylvania Avenue, you just slide on up to the United Nations, walk in the door, kick everybody's ass out of there, and immediately turn it into apartments for the homeless and the vets. Now you're getting somewhere. And that's true news, not fake news. Anyways, business groups have praised the Trump administration's move, but environmental campaigners have condemned it. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Now, the business groups also embraced wind and solar technology because they were forked a ton of cash. But now that Trump's involved in this, now all of a sudden the business guys are embracing coal again. It's about the money. It's not about energy. It's not about pollution. It's not about saving the planet. It's about cash for the businessmen. They don't give a damn. If Trump gets voted out and another another nutcase environmentalist get voted in, you'll see the same business groups have praised whoever the new president would be on the left for his environmental concerns. So as far as the business groups are concerned, they have nothing to do with it other than that they're filthy, greedy. How much has Trump achieved so far? Flanked by coal miners as he signed the order, the president said, "My administration is putting an end to the war on coal." Well, why have we always got a war? Got a war on everything, right? Is there anything we don't have a war on? I think there's a war on sugar right now. There's a war on tobacco. There's a war on alcohol. There's a war on drugs. There doesn't seem to be any war on stupid, though. There's doesn't seem to be a war on low IQs out there. But there seems to be a war on everything else. There's a war on mental illness, for crying out loud. There's a war. There's a war, man. It's always a freaking war. And we got to get over that nonsense. There's no war on coal. Okay? You had one administration. This is the other reason we got to get rid of parties completely. Got to get rid of parties. Okay? So now we wasted a gazillion bucks on garbage renewable energy that was fed to us via propaganda. And now we have a right-wing guy in that's saying, screw that noise. And he's correct. And now we're going back to real power, which is coal. Okay, so now we're going to get this all rolling again, and hopefully they put the scrubbers on. It should be a law to put the scrubbers on. And then down the road, Trump will eventually, he can only possibly do two terms. So now the left gets back in, and now all the money that was spent wasted on renewables and then wasted, not wasted on the coal, but now the left gets back in and dismantles everything that got done by the preceding administration. And that, in a nutshell, is what's wrong with the party system. And the party system, by definition and etymology, says to divide and conquer the people. Doesn't say that, it just says to divide. But the division of the people into right and left is there is always a war in every nation that is running with a party system. There's always a war. And the people are always divided. And a divided people is a conquered people. So we got to get over that nonsense. Let's see. With today's executive action, I am taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy, to reverse government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations. Well, power, great, great idea. During the campaign, he, I guess Trump, vowed to pull the U.S. out of the Paris climate deal agreed in December 2015. Brilliant. Because that is one massive fraud that has cost. See, the problem with government is they're never held accountable. You can't hold them accountable. They're not liable. They're not chargeable. But that leaves you the surname, which is the surety. You are the account, and you owe the accounts. So regardless of how much money, who spends where, how stupid, you are always left holding the bag. And that has to change as well. We have to make these people accountable. You know, if you go and you blow off, I forget what the name of the companies were on the solar dealer, but Obama kissed off a ton of cash, and these guys fire these things up, put the cash in their pocket, bankrupt the place, and walk away with a ton of cash. Now, whoever cut that deal needs to be held accountable. You know, if our so-called leaders were thinking, wow, if I screw this up, I'm going to be put in the stocks in the town square for a long time, and people are going to chuck tomatoes at me, or I'm going to be taken out in the back shed and whooped. But that doesn't happen. But it needs to happen. And we don't have any mechanisms to instantly remove a president or a prime minister. Well, you just wait till the next election. Well, I give a shit, right? What do I care? I'm going to fill my friends' pockets with cash. When I get out of here, they owe me, so I'm going to make out okay. So who's left holding the bag? The people. And we got to get over this right-left nonsense. What is Mr. Trump's order changing is the question. President Trump takes a very different approach to the environment from Mr. Obama. The former president argued that climate change was real and cannot be ignored. Among the initiatives now rescinded is the Clean Power Plan, which requires states to slash carbon emissions to meet U.S. commitments under the Paris Accord. The regulation has been unpopular in Republican-run states, where it has been the subject to legal challenges, especially from businesses that rely on burning oil, coal, and gas. Well, you know, we got to cut the United Nations loose. Get them out of here. Get them gone. Because it's all about international law now. And when international law, I don't have a problem with shipping and trade and that to be under international law. But when your nation, when the people in your nation are subject to international law, now we got us a problem. And that has to get dealt with ASAP. Last year, the Supreme Court temporarily halted the plan while the challenges were heard. The Trump administration says that scrapping the plan will put people to work and reduce America's reliance on imported oil. It says the president will be moving forward on energy production in the U.S. The previous administration devalued workers with their policies. We can protect the environment while providing people with work. Absolutely. It ain't difficult. During the president's maiden visit to the Environmental Protection Agency, he signed the Energy Independence Executive Order, which cuts EPA regulations in order to support Mr. Trump's plan of cutting the agency's budget by a third. And there we go again. You know, when you hire or vote, which you can't do, but let's say you could, when you vote for a president or a prime minister, you're really voting for the party. But the head of the party becomes the president or prime minister, and they have ultimate power. And it just says so right here, because Mr. Trump used an executive order which bypasses every other level of government, makes him the king. And up here, at least you got a guy who can think. At least you got a guy that has proven his stealth in business. We, up here in Canada, we have a guy who was a part-time drama teacher, and he also taught snowboarding. So our guy up here is pushing the agenda of the United Nations full tilt. He likes his rainbow flag, and he's a feminist, if you didn't know, and he loves the transgendered bunch, and he is absolutely certain climate change is real. He has no mind, which makes him a very good puppet. He's got nothing involved. Like, he's got nothing at stake in this. He's got a lot, kind of like a lot like Obama was. Obama basically came out of nowhere and ruled the kingdom, so to speak, for 8 years. He recently appointed climate change skeptic Scott Pruitt as its new head. Trump's controlled Alt-Delete on climate change policy. Trump, the best thing ever for climate change, whatever that's supposed to mean. What will the impact be? Well, I don't know. Matt McGrath, BBC environment correspondent, I guess, is going to answer some questions on what will the impact be. The order signed by President Trump is both a practical and a philosophical attempt to change the U.S. narrative on climate change. His supporters say it will create thousands of jobs in the liberated oil and gas industries. His opponents agree the new order will be a job creator, but there'll be jobs for lawyers, not in the coal fields. Woo. Front and center is practical action. By the way, what was the first thing? What did they do in the 1200s with King John? They went after the lawyers and the judges. Why? Well, you know the story. And again, Shakespeare first killed all the lawyers. So you got this asshole, Matt McCrath, BBC environment correspondent, who's somehow feels that Trump's supporters say it will create thousands of jobs in the liberated liberal oil and gas industries. His opponents agree the new order will be a job creator, but they will be jobs for lawyers, not in the coal fields. So that's our other problem here, is lawyers. But lawyers are corporate dogs, and they have nothing to do with real people. But they need to be dealt with. And I don't mean go out and whack one, but metaphorically, we have to take their power away from them. Front and center is practical action on the Clean Power Plan, the Obama project to cut fossil fuels from energy production. Although it has long been tied up in the courts, the new administration will leave it to fester there while they come up with a much weaker replacement. There will also be new, less restrictive rules on methane emissions from the oil and industry. More freedom to sell coal leases from federal land. President Trump is signaling a significant change in the widely held philosophy that CO2 is the enemy, the main driver of climate change. U.S. environmentalists are aghast, but also enraged, aghast and enraged. Wow. They will be queuing up to go to court, but in many ways that's playing into the hands of President Trump and the fossil fuel lobby. A delay is what they want. One green source told me delay is winning. Well, first of all, again, CO2 goes back to the Club of Rome, which said, therefore, man is the enemy, right? And that's you and me and your wife and your children. We're the enemies of these satanic idiots. And Bill Gates there at TEDx telling people that, you know, if we could get one of these numbers down to zero, that's you, then we could probably save the planet. No, CO2 was picked specifically because it's what you exhale. Everything we produce creates CO2. And so I guess... if you want to live like the Muslims did in the East, then CO2 reduction is a good idea. But they're flooding in here, so maybe they're Trump supporters. I don't know. Just kidding on that. You know, if you look up the environmental, it's basically to surround the mind, okay? And that's what these environmentalists have done. This is what this environmental cult has done. It is a religion, make no mistake about it. And they have surrounded the minds of so many and basically disabled the minds of so many that they can't think anymore. So my hope, whether Donald Trump is just another puppet or not, that's beside the point. I'm hoping that this administration, by doing what they're doing, which is really apparently hurting some of the minds of those environmentalists, I guess the environmentalists would look at Trump like the Antichrist for doing what he's doing. But, you know, in the long run, hopefully it wakes people from this propaganda-induced insanity that they're suffering from. So hopefully that will be good. Will the U.S. honor its commitments under the Paris climate deal? Question mark. Well, while campaigning for the presidency, Mr. Trump argued that the agreement was unfair to the U.S. The landmark agreement commits governments to moving their economies away from fossil fuels and reducing carbon emissions to try to contain global temperature rise. Mr. Trump has in the past said climate change has been had been created by and for the Chinese. But at the end of last year, he acknowledged that there was some connectivity between human activity and climate change. Well, that's stepping back when you should be stepping forward, my friend. You don't back up. This idea has, and Mr. Trump in the past said climate change had been created. Oh, yeah, but at the end of last year, he acknowledged that there was some connectivity between human activity and climate change. There is no connectivity between human activity and climate change. We do not have the capacity to change the climate. Well, we do have the, maybe the connectivity he's talking about is the freaking chemtrails. That's a possibility. But you and I have no capacity whatsoever to change the climate. Maybe we should send Trump the piece from the late 1800s, early 1900s, when the ice melted up north and the fish disappeared and the fishermen were scratching their heads going, what's going on? Then they got all excited that the ice was melting. Oh, good. We got a shortcut to the east through the Northwest Passage. But of course, it only stayed open for a short period of time and then it froze up again. This idea, I mean, how stupid can people possibly be? So what melted the ice back then, and where did the fish go? Well, the fish, like most things, live in a particular temperature range. That's why we have different things living in different places. And so when the water warmed, they moved to a different place. And some other fishes took the place of those that moved on. But as it cooled down again, those fishes returned and the ice came back. But the ticket is the ice didn't melt from above. Okay? The ice didn't melt because CO2 was hanging around in the North Pole. The ice melted from underneath because of the changing ocean currents. And that's exactly what they found back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, was that the ocean currents had warmed considerably. Well, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing except cyclical. Okay? Everything on this earth is moving. We have cycles. And these so-called scientists, this satanic cabal, uses knowledge to deceive you with. Instead of saying, oh, well, it's warming up a bit. The ice is melting right now. Well, it's just a cyclical thing on the earth. Don't worry about it. They know, they got the data. They know when these cycles are going to take place. And they take advantage of it. We, on the other hand, just follow along like a bunch of idiots. Oh, my God, it's climate change. Look at the poor polar bear. You know, one of my favorites is David the Idiot Suzuki. He was one dangerous little twit, and hopefully he'll be passing along soon to join Rockefeller and Strong on the Piss on Their Grave tours once he passes. I mean, he was adamant that it was man and pollution and CO2 that had destroyed the salmon run in British Columbia. Only years later to go, wow, we just had the largest salmon run in modern history. Well, wait a minute. You told us they were all dead. You're a scientist. He's not really a scientist. He says he's a scientist. A lot of scientists say they're scientists. Suzuki's claim to fame about being a scientist was he stared at fruit flies for a while. And that made him a scientist somehow. And the other thing about Suzuki is he hates white people because his family was interned in a World War II internment camp in British Columbia because his family was Japanese. He never got over that. And he ended up down in the States in a bunch of human rights marches and stuff. And he said he got to the point, he had to get out of there because he got to the point that every time he saw a white guy, he wanted to punch him in the head. And so we're listening to David Suzuki. Give me a break. David Suzuki, by the way, really doesn't like Donald Trump. Boo-hoo. What has been the reaction? Wait a minute. Okay, what has been the reaction? The president's order will be resisted by environmentalists who have promised to challenge it in the court. These actions are an assault on American values, and they endanger the health, safety, and prosperity of every American. Billionaire environmental activist Tom Steyer was quoted by Reuters as saying. Well, that's another name, Tom Steyer. Keep an eye on that. You'll want to put that name on your Kiss on the Grave tour later on. I think there's a very big future in this Piss on the Grave tour idea. As these morons leave the planet finally, and they have caused so much harm to so many people while filling their pockets with your money, your labor, that they really do need to have their graves properly watered, if you know what I mean. I think it is a climate destruction plan in place of a climate action plan. The Natural Resources Defense Council, David Dunger, told the BBC, adding that they will fight the president in court. Another green group, Earth Justice, said it would challenge the measure in and out of court. The order ignores the law and scientific reality. There's no reality in science. Science is about observation. These scientists are the new priests. You're supposed to believe them regardless of how stupid what they come up with, they say. The order ignores the law and scientific reality. Well, we don't got no law. There's another bit of fake news. It ignores the legal system created by the lawyers to screw you over with. And that's exactly where your climate change rhetoric and legal documents come from, the lawyers. So we have a question here, world versus Trump on climate change deal. Trump team moving away from supporters on climate science. Does Trump believe in climate change is a question. This is BBC White House reporter Tara McKevley. Yes, at least according to a senior aide. When asked whether the president believes in man-made climate change, the aide said, sure, adopting a matter-of-fact tone. So was it said tongue-in-cheek? This marks a shift in 2015. The president said that climate change was a hoax. Well, it is. By November 2016, the president had softened his position on the matter, saying he saw some connectivity between man and climate change. Now the president has gone further, at least according to his aide. The president, a one-time climate change denier, now believes that climate change is real and that humans are behind it. I don't know where they come up with that statement off of this tongue-in-cheek thing. I don't know. But I'm really interested in here is... that is a link, isn't it? Yes, there we go. Come along here. And here's a picture of Trump with a sign that says, Trump digs coal. Now, the beauty of this whole thing is that, you know, while we were all getting hammered with the propaganda here in the West to shut down our fossil fuels, the same guys that moved all of our industry to China, okay? The same guys that started this environmental crap are the same guys that moved all of our industry offshore. We produce nothing in North America, which, you know, says we're totally incompetent or stupid or something. So the guys that brought you climate change and got you not to use your fossil fuels are the same guys that moved your plants over to the United, over to China, where they could get cheaper labor. And guess what? While you were shutting down your fossil fuels, China was building 500 coal plants without scrubbers. Whoa, hey now, wait a minute. You telling me the guys that created this fraud of man-made global warming were involved in putting up 500 coal plants in China to feed the plants so that they have this cheap labor over there so they can increase their profit margins? Are the same people? Yeah. Yeah, they are. Which makes the entire environmental movement a bad joke upon the West. Sorry. So I hope Mr. Trump doesn't bow down to this nonsense, trying to balance the two factions. If you're going to say it and mean it. You know, come out and tell the people the truth. Don't dance around. And if the little pro-environmentalists can't deal with it, but then Trump's got to be careful, because the ones that started and run the environmental movement are the guys with the money. So just be careful, I suppose. Donald Trump has called climate change a hoax, yada, yada, yada. One of the world's leading climate scientists told me she was positively scared about his potential impact on the planet. Doesn't tell you who the climate scientist is. It says one of the world's leading climate scientists. Wonder who that could have been. A fake scientist? It is fake news. Maybe it was a fake scientist. But so far, the leaders who joined with President Barack Obama in Paris in 2015 to sign the global climate deal are standing firm. As Mr. Trump ponders pulling out of the UN climate deal, China, India, Germany, and the EU and the UK have all reaffirmed their positions to curb CO2 emissions. And in the US itself, moves have already been made to consolidate the low carbon economy and a sign that fossil fuel companies will still face a battle over CO2 emissions, even with the support from the White House. Well, simple. Take your agreement as a member state of the United Nations, which can be vacated, and rip it up and toss it in their general direction. And the same thing has to happen in Canada. The same thing has to happen in Europe. The same thing has to happen in Australia, New Zealand. Now, what do these countries have in common? And this is important. What do these countries have in common with trying not to use fossil fuels in order to save the environment from CO2? Every single country that has been overrun with this renewable energy fraud and the shutting down of the fossil fuels fraud is also what? Being overrun by the Islamic foot soldiers. And all of these things coming out of the same camp. So, it only stands to reason, if you're going to rip up the climate agreement, then you're going to shut the damn borders down to the other piece of this puzzle, which is the migration of Islam into our nations. So, you know, stand your ground there, Mr. Trump, because every country, first they got renewable energy, then they got run over by Muslims. Okay, and they're always ahead of us over on, over across the water there. You know, you can tell 6 months to a year to 2 years without even reading a document what's coming our way. You know, we got told about renewable. Oh, look at Germany. Look at Denmark. Look at Sweden. We got to be like them. No, we freaking don't have to be like anybody else on the freaking planet. That's the worst sales pitch in the world to just like. Well, everybody else is doing it. Right. So we're not gonna. And I think Mr. Trump, I should phone Trump. Maybe I'll go work for him. I mean, I work with companies where I say, you know, everybody's doing it this way. Do it this way, and you'll find a big profit margin because everybody's doing it this way. And what we got to do is cut ourselves loose from the UN. We got to go back to being our nation. We got to pretend that we have the only ground on the planet and everything else is ocean. We need to ignore these other countries completely and get back to creating, manufacturing, growing what we need in our own land. We have to become self-sufficient. What they've done here is they say, oh, it's all interconnectivity. It's only interconnectivity to make you weak. We can't feed ourselves. We don't manufacture anything. So how can we call ourselves an independent nation? You're not. You're interdependent, as was designed by these SOBs. I was so disappointed when I went down to work in the States in the early 90s for a while. And, you know, my background is, well, marketing and construction. I love construction. Don't know why it beats the shit out of me. And a lot of times nobody wants to pay you. But other than that, you know, when I got down there, it was just yellow. And I never seen so many DeWalt tools in my life. In fact, I don't know that I'd ever seen one before I went down stateside. And I said, oh, that's these famous DeWalt tools, eh? Well, they used to be good tools. What are you talking about? Well, we don't make them here anymore. This is the American construction man's tool, DeWalt. Not made in America. I thought, what a sad freaking statement. You know, what happened to the American know-how? Get her done. Well, they moved everything offshore. And now we can't use gas or oil or nothing. And now we got to accept a whole bunch of Muslims. You don't have to do any of those things. You produce your power. You build your plants. You grow your food. And you manufacture what you need. Then and only then do you have any need to trade with anybody. Now you become a very powerful nation. You have 300 and some odd million people there. That's a hell of a market. So it's time to flip this around where you are in control of your destiny as a nation. A bunch of satanic assholes. Get them out. You know, I hope I live long enough to watch that United Nations be shoved offshore. As long as that damn building is sitting on them shore, on your shores, flying those flags from all over the world, the United Nations, we're the sons of bitches that are going to destroy nation states. That's our job. That's our plan. How could you possibly allow this building and this program to exist in the land of the home of the home of the brave and the free, or whatever, however that works? How do you allow that? That's the Trojan horse, my friends. That's the enemies inside the gates. You can change out all the presidents you want, as long as that United Nations building is sitting on your land. You've agreed to facilitate their wishes, which is the destruction of nation states, the end of private property ownership. Get rid of it. Anyways, where was I here? Let's see. And the UN, the U.S. itself, moves have already been made to consolidate. Only this week, China's president, like I give a damn, warned Mr. Trump that walking away from the Paris deal would endanger future generations. This is the same outfit that put up 500 coal plants with no scrubbers on it. Telling anybody else that putting endangering future generations. Like, if I had an airline bag, I would probably puke in it right now. But this, you know, this is the kind of garbage that they play on. You know, the environmentalists are going, well, even China said Mr. Trump's a turncoat to the environment. Mr. Trump hates the earth. Mr. Trump wants us all to die. You know? And this is the kind of garbage that gets picked up by the environmentalists and in turn by the media. I'm not telling you a lie, I have not gone to get a coffee in the morning since Trump was elected to be the president of the United States. Huh? I'm in Canada. I'm not in Canada. You can't be in Canada because Canada is a piece of corporate legal paper, but we'll let that go for now. I go to the store to get my coffee, and not one day, mark my words, not one day has passed since Trump was elected to be president of the United States. Has got nothing to do with where I live. Not one day has passed. There has not been a negative headline in at least one of the papers that are on those on that stand about Trump. How Trump is going to destroy the world, basically. They all basically end up at the same place. You know, he's going to destroy the world, he's going to destroy the environment, he's going to start a nuclear war, yaddy freaking yaddy yaddy yaddy. And that's a good thing, really, I guess, because at least it's a slap in people's heads, whether it makes them fearful, and there's a lot of fearful people here. I don't know if it's a natural thing or it's an induced thing, but there's a very fearful here of what Mr. Trump might do. I mean, when the election was going on and people found out, I mean, the fear was getting so high here. But see, people just live off the media. And they keep telling people up here that Obama, what a great guy. You know, Hillary Clinton, what a great woman. That Trump guy, man, he's evil shit. He's evil. And when Trump got in, I mean, there was a lot of people, what are we going to do now? They told me this shit. What are we going to do now? What do you mean? Have another coffee? No, Trump got elected. And? So what? Well, he's going to destroy the world. Really? Really? Go watch another cartoon. And this is generally what they've done to the population as a whole. I don't care if you're right or left. They've completely stupefied people. People don't have the capacity anymore for logical thought. Let's see what else he's going to do here. Let's see. Mr. Trump promises to boost jobs by scrapping President Obama's clean energy plans. China is pushing on with a $361 billion investment in renewable energy by 2020. China's green aspirations are undermined by its expansion of coal-fired power stations, but this week it also suspended plans for 104 new coal plants. of which you know they're going to build, because you can't make nothing with renewable energy. Sorry, all you environmental people. Now, am I against? They say, well, you're against renewable energy. No, I'm not. There are practical uses for renewable energy, but running a grid is not one of them. Okay? It doesn't work. It cannot work. It is not designed to work. It does not have the capacity to work. But there are applications for it. Okay? You want to go and put up some solar panels on your house, and you want to put up a windmill or something, you probably drive your neighbors nuts and they'll probably pop you in the head. But there are. But it's not designed for large scale. Okay? And it's going to be a hell of a long time, if ever, before those problems ever get sorted out. Green energy is not the same as a coal-fired power plant. Okay? Energy's everywhere. Power is what you can call on when you need it. You can't do that with renewable energy, and therefore you can't run a grid with it. It doesn't take an Einstein to figure that one out. So anyways, the veteran climate negotiator from China, who forged a close partnership on clean energy between the two megapowers, told China Daily that the global momentum behind low-carbon technology was unstoppable. It was quoted as saying, industrial upgrades aiming for more sustainable growth is a global trend. It is not something that can be reversed by a single political leader. Don't need to reverse it. We just need to ignore it. The smart move here is to do, like I used to tell some company, do the opposite. Do the opposite. If everybody's cutting their fossil fuels and everybody's farting around with this green energy, then fire up the fossil fuels, shut down the renewable energy, and we'll see who's right. And I'll guarantee you, it ain't them. Yeah, just follow along mindless, like a bunch of mindless rats. I suppose rats apparently have a certain amount of intelligence. Beagles. I'll say beagles. Because beagles are apparently the stupidest dog on the planet. And we've become extremely stupid. Anyways, let's see. The international community and U.S. citizens will pressure the Trump administration to continue clean energy policy. Donald Trump win won't sway world on climate. That's another heading. Trump team moving away from supporters on climate science. What does the Paris Agreement mean for me? Now, one of the problems with China is that they're full of shit, to start with. They treat the people like garbage. So what do I care what China thinks? But the fact is that you need to use your fossil fuels, because if you don't use your fossil fuels, you're going to end up in China. We're sending our coal to China. We're setting up pipelines in that, which are going to be running oil in that to China. We're not going to get to use it, but China is. And the best example of all is the coal deal that was cut in Australia with China. Australians can't use coal, at least in that neck of the woods. I forget where it was. I don't know if it was Queensland or where the hell it was, but it cut a deal. I think it was $60 billion over 20 years. This is some time ago. This was when the real push for renewable energy first started, and so the Aussies can't use, because they have to save the planet, but the very government tells them they got to not use fossil fuels. Is the same government that cuts a $60 billion 20-year deal with China to feed all the coal plants they're building without scrubbers, in order that the ones that move the manufacturing offshore to China, as Morris Strong said, nobody can compete with us. And that's over in China. Nobody can compete with us because we got the cheapest labor on the planet. And when you're not using your fossil fuels, guess what happens to the price of the fossil fuels? It drops large. And so these same outfits that have the cheap labor now have the cheap fuel for their plant or for their power plants. Meanwhile, our economies and that are going in the tank. So, Mr. Trump, I hope, as I keep saying, this is a spiritual, psychological war, but we all need to strengthen our spirit and our spine and our mind. And I'm very hopeful that Mr. Trump has the capacity to stand his ground. But Mr. Trump, okay, is being influenced from all over the place. And Mr. Trump, this is an opportunity, not just for America. This is an opportunity for the West. But this ain't a one-man show, okay? This is the opportunity now, right now, for the people to stand up and get shoulder to shoulder with their leader, their so-called leader, even though he's just the CEO of a corporation, but to get involved, okay? I mean, just can't sit back. This, you got to step forward. Now, take all that energy you used protesting against the Obama administration and let Mr. Trump know that you would like to offer that energy, that commitment to making America great again. Because the ones that run the show, okay, they've been there for a long, long time. And all these policy advisors, that's the upside, is that Trump has actually been in business. But Trump is also connected, likely, to some fairly nefarious people who have helped him through the years. And they want their palm greased. So, you know, you can't lay down at this. This is something... This is a beautiful time for America and the good men and women who call it home. It's a wonderful opportunity to show the rest of the world that we're going to start manufacturing our stuff. We're going to start growing our food. We're going to take the poison out of our water. We're going to take the poison out of our food. We're going to make ourselves the strongest nation on the planet, both financially and physically and mentally. Because the people have become weak. They've been poisoned. I'd like to see America be the first nation to put a gun or a missile launcher on the nation's land and start popping these damn chemtrail planes. Now we know we're getting somewhere. You just put a notice out. We see a spray coming out of a plane. It's out of the sky. Plain and simple. This is a wonderful time. Take advantage of it. And it looks like we are about out of time. So have a great day, everybody. Get strong, mind, spine, and spirit. And let's get back to manufacturing. Let's get back to growing some good food and show the rest of the world what can be done. And then they will follow us instead of the other way around. Be a leader, not a follower. Take care, everybody. We're out of here. We're out of time. Have a great night. Don't forget, rock the boat. Take care, everybody.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people, next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face.
You are listening to